Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
We'll move on for the moment because parents in the Midlands area of the country are hoping new Taoiseach Simon Harris will continue to fight for the autism services that sparked his political career, as many are left without appropriate school places for their children. A shortage of ASC classes has seen many children travelling long distances to find schools, or other families forced to homeschool for their kids, according to members of the Autism Parents at Loan Group. And our reporter, John Cook, went to meet them today, and he's with me now. What is the situation there, John?
Well, Cormac, when a group of these families came together to form this group 2 years ago, they say they were aware of 12 children throughout Athlone without an appropriate school place, and they marched through the Midlands town at the time, successfully demanding an ASD class for one of the area's second level schools. Now, that's a specific 6-student class with a teacher and 2 special needs assistants for children with complex educational needs. 2 more are now planned for the town, but that won't be enough, they say, to keep up with demand. And now they're speaking out again because they say that as many as 18 children in just one suburb of Athlone, the Monksland area on the Roscommon side, have no appropriate school place for September. Hilda Dignan lives in the Ballydangan area outside Athlone. 2 of her 4 children have autism, and finding school places has been challenging, she explained.
So I have 4 children in 3 different schools across 3 different counties.
Okay, it makes the morning sound kind of busy, I'd say.
It is. It's like, I'd say, often Houston Station at our place with 3 buses going in 3 opposite directions.
I suppose you make it work is what you have to do when you need to find appropriate school places. For your 5-year-old Evan, you're not sure you have one.
Currently, we have the hope that my 5-year-old will join his sister in Ballinasloe. However, if that place isn't offered to us, and that's a real possibility for us, it may mean that we need to take a place in a school much, much further away, if that's even an option, because currently there are so many schools with autism classes who don't have capacity, and a lot of schools without autism classes, and we just don't know where our little boy will go in September.
So what do? You try as many as you can, or you wait and hope, or what?
So I will have applied to 7 schools for my child, all within 35 to 40 kilometre radius from our home. All schools have come back to me with a no, to say that they can't facilitate my little boy in their autism classes. As I say, I still have hope on one place with my daughter in Ballinasloe, but currently my little boy would not survive in a mainstream setting. He needs a specialist autism class, and it's just not there.
You can't just wait and hope. So you're obviously in touch with Department of Education officials, the Special Education Needs Officer.
Yeah, so last week I contacted our Special Education Needs Officer, and she informed me that unfortunately, even though she is working as hard as she can to have other classes opened, that currently in one area of Athlone alone, there are 18 children without appropriate school places across the age range from primary to secondary school, and that does not include my child. Just to think that one area of one town was without 18 places for children who deserve and who need them really did shock me to my core, and to be honest, you know, made me so angry, so frustrated. It's just sickening to hear it.
That's Hilda Dignan there. She mentioned, John, problems at secondary levels as well. Is that right?
Yeah, Cormac, and this is where there are problems in a number of Irish towns. While groups like Inclusion Ireland, which represents people with intellectual disabilities, point to the situation regarding school places for autistic children improving in recent years, they do report significant issues still for children transitioning from primary to second level in various parts of the country. Elaine Hines is from the Westmead side of Athlone. Her son, Caden, turns 13 next month, and she told me she's been applying to secondary schools in 6 counties to find the appropriate ASD class he'll need.
Roscommon, Galway, Westmeath, Longford, Laois and Offaly.
So you're considering presumably long distances here. This could be a long way to go to school depending on where you find an appropriate place.
Well, it could be, but the reality is there is no places across these 6 counties.
What's the alternative? What do you do in September?
We're holding hope out for a school close by to us that is hopefully going to open an ASD class, but I suppose where I stand at the moment is we're not guaranteed a place in that school.
So what do you do?
To be honest, I don't know. I know of three families personally that are homeschooling at the moment.
And how do you feel about that? I mean, is that something you could viably or feasibly think about for September?
No, really, it's just not possible for me. I work in the health service. I work half an hour away from home. Mm-hmm. I have tried schools near work. I've tried schools near home. I've tried everywhere to try and get him a place. Mm-hmm. I can't homeschool. It's not fair on Caden. Mm-hmm. He needs to be in school. He needs to be learning. He needs to be given the same opportunity as every other child.
Mm-hmm. You told me already how stressful and anxious the time at school has been for him. He needs routine, as children with autism do. This isn't helping.
No, absolutely not. Like, it's taken us 7 years of primary school and an amazing principal and teachers that he has at the moment and a huge amount of work to get him into school, to get him to go in each morning, to participate in class. And I fear if he doesn't get a school place to move into, we're going to go backwards again.
Now, since I met Elaine yesterday afternoon, Cormac, she told me she got news today that Caden will get a place in a new ASD class that's expected to open this September. That's if a classroom and the required staff are available by then. So she's really hopeful that will happen. But concerned, she told me, about what she describes as staggering numbers of children with no offer of a school place for September yet. Many parents listening across the country will be holding out for that offer. They hope, according to the department, that some of those offers will come in the coming weeks. Claire Early is from Monksland outside Athlone. Her 10-year-old daughter, Sophia, has an ASD place at primary level, but she's worried about the inadequate numbers of follow-on places in local secondary schools. While she and other parents formed their support group through Facebook 2 years ago to improve various autism services and issues in their locality, school places, she said, is where they've received most contacts from other families.
The school issue seemed to take the forefront instantly as soon as Autism Parents at Athlone was set up. To hear that generations of children have been bused outside of Athlone to other schools was heartbreaking. So yes, we campaigned, we successfully got a secondary school class opened locally, but that's not enough. One is not enough.
And one ASD class is for six children.
Yeah.
A town the size of Athlone needs a lot more than that.
Oh, 100%. Every single school in the town should have ASD classes. The crisis seems to be growing. People are only coming forward now because the replies from the schools, the no's from the schools are coming out now, just before the summer break. Mm-hmm. And people are having to go through all the summer not knowing what's mm-hmm. happening for September. And it's just not good enough.
That's Claire Early. What does the government have to say about this, John?
The Department of Education and the National Council for Special Education, Cormac, told me that they are committed to ensuring sufficient special education placements will be available for children in this school year and future years. Their statement to Drive Time this evening says that while the vast majority of children with special educational needs are supported to attend mainstream classes with their peers, increased funding, an additional €113 million, they say, this year, on top of €2.6 billion spent last year, has led to 1,300 new special classes being sanctioned nationwide and seven new special schools established in the last 4 years. In terms of the Westmeath area I visited, their figures point to 59 special classes. They say 39 of these are at primary, 20 at second level, while on the Roscommon side of Athlone, it's 41 classes, 28 are in primary schools, 13 at second level. So you can see there that the figures bear out what parents in Athlone are worried about in terms of a growing crisis in future demand as more children with complex needs go from primary to second level. Now, these are issues that members of the Autism Parents Athlone group raised within Oireachtas committee last year, and so much has changed in politics since then. So as I was talking to these parents, they discussed how there is now a vacancy for a new Minister for Special Education to be appointed since Josepha Madigan's resignation last week, and how Simon Harris, who began his political career campaigning for autism services based on his own family experience, will soon become Taoiseach. So I asked each of them what they would say to the new minister or Taoiseach, starting with Claire Early again.
Every school in this country needs classes. They're in their schools, functioning well, and every child with additional needs that needs support has to be in the appropriate school place.
Shouldn't be left to just waiting, wondering, hoping, and a lot of worry for September for so many families.
No, it shouldn't be. I, as a parent, did have a PQ submitted to the Dáil, to Minister Madigan, and it feels like you're banging your head off a wall at some stages. Mm-hmm. You're not getting answers. You're getting sent replies that are given figures on what they have and figures on what they intend to have in the next 12 months, down to the fact that Westmeath has 59 special classes. 39 of them are at primary level and 20 are at secondary. So there's a huge shortfall in spaces for kids that are moving from primary school to secondary school. And I think at this stage it's paramount for the kids, for their future, for their education, that ministers and government start meeting with us, that they listen to the needs that are on the ground.
It was last year, Hilda, that yourself and Claire spoke to the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Autism. So much has changed in government since then. There is currently no special education minister. There'll be a new one soon. There'll be a new Taoiseach, as I said. What would you say to him?
We need change. And with Simon Harris coming into the Taoiseach's office, we hope that he doesn't forget that where he started was from an autism campaigning point of view, and remember that we still need him and we still need his advocacy.
There you go. Members of the Autism Parents Athlone ending John Cook's report. Parents understandably angry, but hopeful that Simon Harris won't forget them. Let me read you this text to 51551. This person says, I'm a primary school principal. I have two ASD classes and have no places for September. I have 13 on a waiting list and know that there are no places available. It's a disgrace, but free meals and free school books for all. 51551.